This is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM. It's Phil, and I've got Holly Breckel on the phone with me. She is a co-dean at FCA, and that is a Christian school in Erskine, Minnesota, just wrapping up their second year. Holly, how are you?
I am good. How are you today, Phil?
I'm doing great. You have an exciting event coming up, and I know it's been an exciting year at the school, hasn't it?
Yes, it's been fun to see growth and our kids from last year come back, too, and see them grow.
Mm. It's Freedom, Freedom Christian Academy. How did you pick that name again? Let's start there, because I love the fact that freedom is a part of that.
Well, that's kind of what we came up with. First of all, it's extremely hard to find a name. That was a very hard thing to do. And that was one of the ones that just kind of popped in somebody's head. And we thought, wow, what a better label to put on a Christian school than having freedom in Christ.
Mm. Absolutely. And you're excited. Pre-K through eighth grade is what it's going to be coming up next year now. And so you're having this open house on Thursday, April 18th, to really give people who are interested and want to know more a chance to come and lay it all out, right?
Yes, we're really excited for people to come in and see the building. Anybody that's even remotely thinking about sending their child next year, come in and meet the teachers, come in and meet Sophia and myself. You can ask any questions. There's no silly questions. You can see classrooms and kind of how we're set up. So just hoping that anybody that's thinking about it feels welcome to come.
You know, one of the important things, too, is you guys are affiliated with the FHL Academy in Bagley. Explain that. I know Vanessa Jodock has done such a great job there, along with her board and so forth. They've got quite a few years, more experience, and that just really worked out, didn't it?
Yes, they're really our sister school working hand in hand with us. We've been able to learn a lot from them and from Vanessa on what things work and what things haven't worked. Actually, my two older children attend there because they have high school available.
Yes.
And so we are communicating all the time just because of that. But she's really, Vanessa and her entire staff and the board has been able to come alongside of us and kind of show us the ropes, so to speak.
You share the same school board, isn't that correct?
We share the same board. What we've strived really hard to do is to be separate but equal. We have the same board overseeing us. We have a couple of different, directions. They are very strong in their drama department over there. That's kind of Vanessa's first love.
Yeah.
And one thing that we do that we're excited about every Friday, just about every Friday at FCA, we try to either have a community service project or some type of a hands-on learning experience, which has been, we call it our Friday special, and that's kind of been our little unique niche of, you know, we've gone to visit a dairy farm, and we've had someone come in and teach sign language, those types of things.
Yes.
That's really been kind of our hands-on, that's the way I learn the best, so that's probably what my passion is,
yeah.
You know, hands-on learning stuff.
You know, you guys got off to such a great start because you had this facility in Erskine. It was a former school. Tell us about that. I mean, it's been a labor of love. There's been so many people that have worked on the school. Obviously, it had been empty for a little while, I suppose, and it just needed some TLC, but things are really going well with that building, correct?
Yes, we have six classrooms as well as a cafeteria, an office, and a kitchen that are all 100% functional. Our gym is a work in progress. We're very close to being able to have it, hopefully next year, at least usable.
Yeah.
We are in an old elementary building, so our classrooms are truly classroom size, which has been awesome. The teachers like the big space. It gives them a lot of flexibility for how to set up desks and just different learning environments to do. So that part is all good and ready to go. It's definitely been a labor of love. There's so many people to thank that I couldn't even start for people that have cleaned and helped paint. And there's been a crew of guys that have worked multiple Saturdays for nothing. that have just shown up and they get free hot dish. That's how they get paid. That have worked on the gym. So that's been, that community feel is just amazing.
Sorry about that. My silly phone. I'll take care of that. But yeah, it has been amazing. All that has gone into that building. And of course, now you're excited for next year. Tell the folks about the pre-K. I know, you know, for parents with young kids, that's always really important, isn't it?
Yes. We've had pre-K since we've started.
Yeah.
And our preschool program is, it's school. You are there Monday through Friday, just like you would be in kindergarten. The way our classrooms are set up is 2 grades per classroom.
Yeah.
So it's pretty neat to see. We do have some separate learning time. You know, if you are in first grade, you have a little bit separate reading time than the kindergartners do. But then they're also able to learn from each other. And something that's really been neat to see this year that we've incorporated a lot is our 6th and 7th graders have 1 day a week that they come down and do reading with the younger kids. And you should see those younger kids read when they get to read to those older kids. It's just very, very neat to see. It's much more, I don't know, I mean, older kids are cool and they're very motivated too. And I think it's the older kids have taken that kind of on as, these are our kids, you know, so that's been really neat to see.
That is so cool. It's Freedom Christian Academy in Erskine, FCA, and they're having an open house on Thursday, April 18th from 3 to 6. It is certainly worth your time if you're in that area at all. Please go, and you're going to find out just how special a place it is for kids. And we all know the issues going on in our culture, in our public schools and so forth. And there's, you know, even beyond that, there's just some advantages of being in a small school. You know, Holly Breckel, by the way, is on the phone with me. She's one of the co-deans at FCA along with Sophia Nicolaisen. And, you know, Holly, I asked you, what do you love about FCA? And I love what you said. Why don't you mention some of those again?
Well, first of all, I mean, just education-wise, I love the fact that we do have small class sizes. The kids really get that one-on-one time that they need, lots of extra attention. We're able to do some more fun things because it is a smaller environment. But something that maybe people don't necessarily think about is the fact that because we are small and these teachers are looking at these kids not only as students but as eternal souls. So they get prayed with, they get prayed about, we worship all together, and we're praying as a staff for families. All of us go through ups and downs every year in life, and it's been really neat to come alongside of each other and be able to care about each other as a loving community and teach each other about Jesus and teach families that this is, we can bind together as a community and really get our kids boosted off on a good start and a good foundation.
That's amazing. I mean, just incredible. And I know you're working very hard to try to keep costs down as much as you can. You know, obviously there's tuition and hopefully some scholarships available, that kind of thing as well. But they're going to find out about all of that at the open house, again, Thursday, April 18th, from 3 to 6 p.m. You know, obviously, the main people you would love to have come is prospective students, families that just want to know more. And even if you're thinking about it, like you said, even a little bit, come and take a look and get some of your questions answered. That's what it's all about. And, you know, there's unique things with every school, and you're going to find out some of those when you go there. And obviously, to just really get a good look at the facility, pretty hard to do that if you don't come and visit, right?
Right, and meet the teachers, too.
Yes, yes. All right, and your website is fcaerskine.org, fcaerskine.org. I'm assuming there's info there about the open house. Anything else, Holly, before we wrap up?
I don't think so. We do have a Facebook page as well, so look us up on there. We try to post some of the fun stuff that we do if you're thinking about any questions, that might be something for people to check out, too.
Yeah. Will Vanessa be there, by the way? She's kind of helps, like you say, oversee as a consultant for both schools. You know, she's principal and so forth at FHL Academy in Bagley. Do you think she'll be there that night? Or?
I'm hoping she can, but I'm not going to nail her down on that at this point.
So. Okay. Sounds good. Holly Breckel, co-dean at FCA Academy in Erskine, thank you so much for joining us. And we are just going to pray that you guys have an awesome afternoon and evening on the 18th of April. Thank you, Holly. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you so much to you and the radio station as well.
Absolutely. I'm sure you have some events. Are you going to have some events coming up this summer again, by the way? Or?
Oh, yes. We'll be back to talk about the famous breakfast at the farm. And that's actually going to be June 8th. So I'll just put a quick plug in for that as well.
Oh, that's a fun one. All right. Excellent. Well, this is Your Life, God's Truth, your QFM.